Minutes, I want to discuss with you the topic of Mincha. In this week's parasha, we learn about the Tefillah of Mincha. Yitzchak Avinu was the one who established Tefillah Mincha. Vayetze Yitzchak losuach basade. Yitzchak went out to the field to be mispal for zivuk. Chazal tell us kol chassid. Lazos yispal kol chassid leis mitzvah. Chassid should yispal the time of finding chazal darshan. What does it mean leis mitzvah? Zo isha. Ikar koyach tefillah is to find a ziv. It's a very interesting thing that Chazal learned that the ikar tefillah is a zivuk, and yet nowhere in the nusach tefillah do we explicitly ask for shiduchim. Okay, that itself is something very interesting. But we learn about mincha. I have here in the sefer from Rav Ashkenazi. I use the sefer many times. The name of the mechaber is Rav Mordechai Shmuel Ashkenazi. He is the Rav of the Av Beis of Kfar Chabad, and he has here some very interesting ideas about tefillas mincha. Now, before we go into his ideas, I want to just tell you one other thing I saw that's not from him. Something that I came across last week. Last week we learned about the Akedah. The end of the parasha is the Nesayin Vahi Achar HaDvodim Oila Vohi Elokim Nisa Es Avraham. The Akedah. There's a Medrash. I remember Chol, he knows what this Medrash is. The Medrash says that the Akedah begins Kachnos Bincha Es Yechidcha Asher Haftas Yitzchak. Hashem used the word Yechidcha, your chosen child. Kachnos Bincha, your child. Es Yechidcha, the one that's chosen, Asher Hafta, the one that you love, Es Yitzchak. So the Medrash says when it was Hashem wanted to break the news to Yitzchak gradually. If Hashem would say to Avraham, if Hashem would say to Avraham, take Yitzchak, that might be too much of a shock. So first Hashem says to Avraham, Kachnas Bincha. So it appears from the Medrash that it would not have been the worst thing for Avraham to slow his offer Yishmael. I have to say that. I don't know what that means exactly. Binchas. So right away, Aaron entertained the possibility it's not so bad. It's going to be Yishmael. I don't know what that means exactly. So, but yet he knew deep down, no, maybe Hashem is referring to Yitzchak. And then Hashem was a little bit more specific. As Yechidcha, the one that's chosen. Well, each one is chosen in their own way. But Avraham already was getting a sense of where things are heading. Asher Hafta, that was a bit more specific, and then finally Es Yitzchak. But the Medrash that we want to focus on is focused on something different, Yechidcha. And it says the same exact word by the Tamid. The Tamid Shel Shachar is called Es Akeves Echod Taseh V'Boiker Ves Akeves Hashri Taseh Bein Harboyim. The Medrash goes on to say, from here we learn the fact that we have these two choice words being used in both places, in both settings. There is a relationship between the Akedah and the Tamid and the Karban Tamid. So every time that we offer, we are Mispalel, Tfila Shachris, when we are Mispalel and we bring the Karban, and the Tfila Shachris is in the place of the Tamid Shal Shachar. What we are really doing is we are going through the Akedah. Every Tfilas Shachris is an Akedah. The problem is, but there was only one Akedah. How does that work for Mincha? In the Karban Tamid, there's Akeves Echot Ta'aseh V'Boiker, there's Akeves Hasheni Ta'aseh Bein Harboyim. There are two kvasim, Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Ben Harboyim. But there was only one Akedah. So what is this Medrash doing? The Medrash creating a link between the Akedah and the Kvasim, based upon the word Echad. But that only takes care of the Tamid Shel Shachar, does not really explain the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Okay, so I saw an answer to this question. The answer is much better than the question. And it's a shocking way to look at Mincha and Shachris as well. And I don't remember the name of the sefer, but at one point in time, I'm going to use that sefer for some other things we're going to learn here together. But the idea, he says, is as follows. Shachris, we are replicating or reenacting the Maisa Akedah. Mincha, we are reenacting the aisle. Vayisa eina vayar vihine aisle. Achar nechas basfach bekarnov. Avram went, he took the aisle, and he offered it tachas bino. There are many Amori Chazal that tell us that the aisle was in the place of Yitzchak. Everything that Avraham wanted, every kavanah, everything that Avraham wanted to do to Yitzchak, he made believe in his mind that he's doing it to the aisle. The bring of the aisle was in the mind of Avraham, the offering of Yitzchak. Avraham brought himself to a madrega where he desperately wanted to offer Yitzchak as a sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Hashem told him no, Avraham, we don't understand this, we would be relieved. It's over. It's finished. But Avraham was at a point where it was almost pikuach nefesh for himself not to be able to go through and to go forth with bringing, with offering a sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gave him that opportunity by bringing this aisle and offering it. And in fact, Chazal tells us that Ad Hayom Azeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees in front of him the Efer Shel Ayil is Tzavar, is piled in Munach Lefonav, and it's a constant reminder and a Zuchus for Klal Yisrael. So this idea says as follows: when we daven everyday Shacharis, our Kavan is, when we bring the daven Shacharis, we're actually going through the entire process of Kachna, Espincha, Sichitcha, we're going to the Har Hamaria, the Akedah, the willingness to offer Yitzchak as a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tfilas Mincha is a different avoda. It's different in that Vayiseid Eina Vayarvine Ayil Achar Nechas Basach Bekarnov Vayalehu Lo'ila Tachas Bino. Now, I'm just laying out the raw Yisod. You have to elaborate upon this on your own, but this opens up a whole new world of understanding into the difference and the relationship between Shachris and Mincha. Many of us view Shachris and Mincha to be two completely different worlds. You bring a Talmid Shel Shachar, Talmid Shel Rabbayim, one has nothing to do with the other. In the morning you wake up, you serve Hashem in the morning, you serve Hashem in the afternoon, there's a Talmid Shel Shachar, Talmid Shel Rabbayim. But according to the Medrash, there's a very strong relationship. The Talmid Shel Ben Harabayim is the Hashlama of the Talmid Shel Shachar, being that it's the Ayil Achar that's going to replace the Akedah of Yitzchak itself. It's the raw idea, but there definitely has to be a lot of powerful Yisodos that you can build upon this, connecting the dots. Talmid Shel Shachar is the Akedah, Talmid Shel Rabbayim is the Ayil Achar Nechaz Batzvach Vayel Le'olo Tachas Bino. Okay. Yeah? So Ma'ariv, no, so Ma'ariv is only Rishos. According to this approach, Ma'ariv is in a different league. It's not the same. Ma'ariv is Nikra, I didn't only Tefillos Rishos. We don't have Chazor Sashatz. It's connected the burning of the Emodim, the Pedarim, the limbs of the morning and the afternoon are allowed to continue burning into the night. Even the limbs of the Talmid Shel Shachar are allowed to burn into the night. The seal of Marv corresponds to the Imurim and the fats of the Talmud Shel Shachar and Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim that were allowed to continue burning throughout the night.
Excuse me,
you say Shaharit Kemu, Keneged Avraham Avinu. Keneged, no, not Keneged Avraham Avinu, Keneged the Akedah. This, what?
Chak Mincha.
Yaakov. That's one Mahalach. That's one Mahalach. That's a different approach. I want to focus now on this approach. The Talmud, the Medrash says, the Talmud, the Shachar, it's connected to Talmud Shel Shachar, and the Mincha is connected to Talmud Shel Ben Harabayim. And it's all based on the word Echad. And that allows us to expand the understanding that we're dealing with the Akedah. The Akedah is the carbon, the Talmud. There were two parts to the Akedah. There was Plan A and Plan B. Plan A was Yitzchak. Plan B was the Ayil Achar. Shachar is Plan A. Mincha is Plan B. Each one has a Maila and a Chasara. The Maila of Shacharis was Yitzchak. Your mom is willing to bring your own child. Tremendous Maila. But it has a Chasara. The Chasara is, we never made it to the very end. In one respect, that's a Chasara. When you plan to do something and you don't fulfill your mission, in one dimension, that's a Chasara. Mincha has a Maila. you went through with it. You brought the carbon. You brought an ayalacha. It's shalim. It's complete. But the chasaron is compared to bringing a human being. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to bring a human being, whatever that means, even though we know you don't bring human sacrifices, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to bring Yitzchak as a carbon, to bring it as an ayla, it's not on that level. So each one has a maila and a chasaron. Only when you put the shachris and the mincha together do you have the complete, you have the complete picture. Okay, now let's go to some ideas from Rabbi Ashkenazi. Ashkenazi, he says the following question. Now, it's not 100% accurate, at least the way I have it in my sitter. He asked, it's a very general question, which opens up an idea. Why is it that the Ramah writes that a person has an obligation, a choyva, to recite the Parshas Tomid in Tefillah of Korbanos? In the morning, when you come down before you begin Pesukah de Zimra, one is obligated to recite the Korbanos. It's not a Rishus. It's not something you're allowed to skip. You're not allowed to skip. At least you're not allowed to skip the Korban Tomid. If you want to skip, there are things that you may skip some of the Korbanos, but the Tomid, the parsha of the Korban Tomid, is essential. Tzaves b'nei Yisrael v'yamarato alehem eskavli lachmi. That is an obligation. Choiva. The words of the Ramban Hilchas Tilut is a choiva. Why? Because shachris is connected to Tamid Shal Shachar. So if we're the only davening because we want to reenact the Tamid Shal Shachar, we should at least recite the Pesukim of the Tamid Shal Shachar. And indeed, when we finish reciting the Tamid Shal Shachar, there's a very nice, beautiful tefillah that begins with the word Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam, Yiyi Ratzon Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu Avseinu, Shetizkor Lanu Bris Avseinu, Kama Shekava Shar Mavinu, v'chulu v'chulu. And then what is that was referring to? It was referring to Elokeinu, Avseinu, Zochreinu, בזיכרון טוב לפניך לפקדים בפילות ישור רחמים בשמי שמקדם וזכרנו מהשם לוקדים עשה אב עשה חדמיינים אברהם יצחק וישור לעבדך אשר סבריס ועשה חסד. This is what I'm referring to. No, so which we hear what is referring to? Oh, here it is. Wait, I'm reading the wrong, no one, I'm looking at the Akedah, no wonder, I'm reading the Akedah, I'm sorry. Before the Akedah, I'm sorry, the Talmud. Before we begin the Tomid, what do we say? He wrote Sol Bufanach Hashem Lachim Lachim Seinu Shetrach Melinu V'simach Lachim Lachim Seinu U'sechap Lachim Lachim Seinu V'sislach Lachim Seinu V'sidu V'sim Shem Seinu V'nakul Lufanach Karbon HaTomid Sheikha Ba'adenu. Okay, we should bring before you the Karbon Tomid V'chulu V'chulu. Then when we finish, we say He wrote Sol Bufanach Hashem Lachim Seinu Shetahe Amira Zu Chashuva Umikubeles Umirutzel Lufanach Kilu Kravnu Karbon HaTomid Modo V'imkoma U'chil Chosav. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it should be considered that this time we have recited the Pesukim of the Korban Tomid, it should be as if we have offered the Korban Tomid before you, as if we actually offered the Korban Tomid before you. By Mincha, he writes that the Ramah says to say the Tomid Shel Bein Harbaim is only a Rishus. It's not an obligation. And in the Nusach of some Sidurim, not all, they don't have any Yehi Ratzon. Even those people who do want to recite the Parsha of the Talmud Shel Bein Harbayim do not conclude with a Yehi Ratzon. So the basic question is, why is there a much greater hakpada and insistence on reciting the Parsha of the Talmud Shel Shachar in the morning at a Choyva, whereas there is no obligation to recite the parish of the Talmud Shel Bein Harbayim before you daven mincha? What is the difference between the two? So he says the following yisod. This yisod opens up a whole new world, at least in his thought. What he's saying is very original, very creative in understanding the difference in shachris and mincha, and especially when it comes to zmanim, the zman tefila of shachris and mincha, something which you can use to rewrite to be malamed zuchus on people that daven during the wrong time. In the Beis Hamikdash, what was the seder of offering the Korban Tomid, bringing the Korban Tomid? What would they do? They would first do Shechita, and they would do Kabbalah, and they would immediately do Zrika. Then what would they do? Then they would cut up the animal, and would they bring the animal on the Mizbeach? No. They would bring the animal and have all the parts of the animal on the ramp of the Mizbeach. And then they would go daven. And their davening of the Kohanim is not the same davening that we do today. And then they would bring the Ketores, and they would light some of the Neros of the menorah. Different machlokes is exactly what the Seder was. But according to all opinions, there was a major delay between the Shechita and the Zerika and the burning of the Imum. There was a major time delay between the two. It did not happen, it was not straight. In the afternoon, when they brought the Talmud Shalbein Harbayim, was there any delay between the two? No delay whatsoever. They did Shechita, Zerika, and they immediately, without any delay, offered on the Mizbeach the Imurim on the fires of the Mizbeach. So based upon this difference in how things were done in the Beis HaMikdash, Shachris, there was a delay between the Shechita and the burning of the Imurim, and Mincha, there was no delay between the Shechita and the burning of the Imurim. He wants to suggest, when we recite in the morning, in Karbanos, the parasha of the Karban Tamid, what are we really reenacting with the parasha? The Shechita and the Zerika of the Tamid. Then we recite Psukei Dezimra and Birchas Kriya Shema, and then we recite the Shemona Esrei. Chazal tell us that our tefillah of Shemona Esrei corresponds to the Karban Tamid. What part of the Karban Tamid does it correspond to? The Shemona Esrei of Shacharis corresponds to the burning of the Imurim on the Mizbeach. So in other words, what he's saying is, there are two parts to the Karban Tamid. There is the Shechita and the Zerika, that's part A. And then there is the burning of the fats and limbs on the Mizbeach, that's part B. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a break, there was a gap of time between part A and part B. When we reenact this every single day, when we daven Shacharis, we also break up the davening into two parts. The reading, the chayva, the obligation to recite the parasha of the Tamid in the Korbanos section of Tefillah corresponds to Shechita and Zerika. And then we have a break. The break is Pesukei Dezimra, Birchas Kriya Shema. And then we come to Shemona Esrei. The recital of Shemona Esrei corresponds to the burning of the Imurim upon the Mizbeach. This is a suggestion. Because all the pieces of the puzzle fit together. That's how he knows it. Sometimes you don't have a soda in a car.
Passing on the way? I mean, what is
no, Kriya Shema is Kriya Shema. You have to say Kriya Shema. Say, according to all opinions. No, that's true according to all opinions. Kriya Shema is not part of the main part of Tefillah. The main part of Tefillah, according to everyone, is the Shemona Esrei. Kriya Shema is a separate mitzvah. You have to say Kriya Shema every single day. And the Kriya Shema is packaged in a series of brachos. In the morning we have three brachos, then we have four brachos, and that we put right before the Shemona Esrei to be Simach Kulu Tefillah. But the main part of the davening is the Shemona Esrei. That's true according to all opinions. Mincha, where there was no break in the Beis HaMikdash, they did Shechita, Zerika, and immediately the burning of the Imurim. And according to Rabbi Ashkenazi's understanding, when we daven Mincha, the Shemona Esrei of Tfilas Mincha corresponds to everything. There is no gap. That is why Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't even say the parish of Tamid. Nusach, when was the last time you ever said the parish of Tamid before you daven Mincha? If you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, you never said it once in your life. If you daven Nusach Sfarad, maybe you said it once in your life. They say it. That's already not a real Mincha. That's not. That's not a true Nusach Ashkenaz. It's a. That's already a Nusach Ari. That's Nusach Sfarad. But even there's a Sfar, it's only a Rishus.
Right.
Even a Rishus, not like Shacharis, where it's a Chayva. Why? Because just like in the Beis HaMikdash, when they davened, when they did Shtamish Ben Arbayim, there was no delay between the Shechita, Zerika, and the Haktar. It was all one shot deal. So when we reenact the Shtamish Ben Arbayim, Bizman Hazeh with Tfilas Mincha, the Shemona Esrei conquers all. The Shemona Esrei corresponds to the Shechita, the Zerika, and the Haktara. You don't need to break it up into two parts. Only when it comes to Shacharis do you need to break up the Tamid Shel Shachar into part A, part B. Shechita, the Zerika on one side, and then Haktara on the other side. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, part A and part B were separated with a break in between of davening and bringing the Ketores and offering, bringing the Ketores. they will, the main break was the tefillah. It was the break. So too, when we reenact Shachas, we break up Shachas into part A and part B. Fine. Now he goes on to say a tremendous chiddush la'alacha. Now this is shocking. Okay, this is amazingly shocking what he says. Chassidim, this is not la'alacha. So be careful, don't abuse this. Chassidim have the custom. They're not nizer very often in Zman Shachas. Zman Shachas now, today is about 10 o'clock. Okay, Mincha now, Kriya Shema is now about 9 o'clock. After we change the clock, and Zman Tefillah is about 10 o'clock. There are Chassidim, who are not nizer in Zman Tefillah, even on Shabbos. They'll start Shachas 9 o'clock. They'll say Kriya Shema before. And they won't get up to Shemoneh Esrei until 10:30. Okay, it's not so uncommon. And this is not from today. This goes back already, who knows how many years this goes back. 300, 400 years. Why is this so? So he's basically Melamed Tzchus, and he says, Yer Yoytzei, in the Beis HaMikdash, until what time of the day are you allowed to burn the Emurim, are you allowed to burn the Emurim from the Tamid Shel Shachar? The whole day. The whole day. Now, it's a little bit strange because once you get to Chatzos, that's already the Zman when you can really bring the Talmud Shel Ben Harbayim. But until Chatzos, it's certainly the time of the Talmud Shel Shachar, and Lechatchila, without any hesitation, you're allowed Lechatchila to put the Emurim on the Mizbeach after Zman Tzfilah until Chatzos. You're only allowed to bring do Shechita and Zrika of the Tamid Shel Shachar only in the Boker, which means what we call until the Zman of till the third of the day. Let's just give it a number until 10 o'clock. The Zman Shabbos Hamidush HaYakayim, you're only allowed to do the Shechita and the Zrika until 10 o'clock. But L'chatchila, without any hesitation, you can do the burning of the Emurim until Chatzos. So therefore, he says, if you recite the parsha of the Tamid in Korbanos before 10 o'clock, you will yoytzei the Shechita and the Zrika during the Zman of Tefillah. Now, as far as saying Shemoneh Esrei is concerned, which corresponds to the offering of the Emurim on the Mizbeach, that Lechatchila can be done until Chatzos. It's an amazing Chiddush. Shleik halacha, but it's a limud schus. Now that we're going to break up the davening into the korbanos and to the Shemoneh Esrei, the korbanos just corresponds to the shechita and the zrika. Dafka, the shechita and the zrika have a time limit of until a third of the day, until 10 o'clock. But the haktar of the emurim have no time limit, so the Shemoneh Esrei has no time limit. The Shemoneh Esrei can go until chatzos, but it's still a nul. You have to be careful at least to recite the Tamid Shel Shachar, the parshas of the korbanos before 10 o'clock, before 4 hours into the day. Now let's go to mincha. Now this is what's really amazing. Many chassidim will daven mincha until tseis hakoychavim. How can you daven until tseis hakoychavim? How can you daven so late until tseis hakoychavim? Because the answer, what? Exactly. Because the Emurim Lechatchila can be brought until Tseis. Now, when is the Zman of the Shechita of the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim? It's not past Shkia. Even for Chassidim, they can't do it past Shkia. How do you know that? It says in the Pasuk, it's a keves echot haseh baboker, v'yes a keves ha-shinit haseh bein harboyim. Bein harboyim, according to all opinions, means until Shkia, right, until sunset. Bein harboyim, until sunset. Now, bizman shebeis hamidu shayekayim, until when were they lechatchila? When was the last moment they would put the Emurim on the Mizbeach? It would not happen before Tseis HaKachav. Why not? Because what else do you have to do before the day is over? You have to offer the Ketores and light the Menorah. The Ketores and the Menorah Lechatchila can be done until Tseis HaKachav. It's not like the Shechita. When do you offer the Emurim on the Mizbeach? You look at the Mishnah Masechta Tamid. The Emurim are done after the Emurim you can put on the Mizbeach I'm sorry, they move my part on the Mizbeach before, if I'm not mistaken, before they bring the Ketores, and the Hadlokas Haneros. So even though technically speaking you're allowed to burn the Emurim on the Mizbech the entire night, you're allowed to burn the Emurim of the Tumah the entire night, but they will put on the Mizbech before it says Sakai Chavet. Why? Because after you put the Emurim on the Mizbech, you have more things that you have to do before the day is over. There's a saying that you have to bring the Ketores and you have to light the menorah. And those two things must be done before it says Sakai Chavet. But those two things can be done after Shkia Sachama. But the Shechita and the Zrika must be done before Shkia Sachama. So here's the conclusion. Since we just explained that Mincha is different than Shachar. Shachar, we break up into part A and part B. But Mincha, we don't break up into part A and part B. Mincha, we group together the Shechita with the burning of the Emurim, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, it was done in one shot. So to Mincha, we daven one Shmoneh Esrei, and that one Shmoneh Esrei conquers everything. And that's why the minig is not necessarily to recite the parasha of the Talmud. We don't need to recite the parasha of the Talmud for Mincha, because we're going to be davening Shmoneh Esrei, and that Shmoneh Esrei corresponds to everything that is included in the Mincha, which the Shechita, the Zrika, and the Haktara. Since part of the carbon, that's everything, includes the burning of the Emurim, and the burning of the Emurim lechatchila can be done after Shkia until Tseis HaKochavim, it's a limud zechus on people who are not nizer to daven mincha before Shkia, because the only reason why you would want to daven mincha before Shkia is because it corresponds to Tamar Shel Bein Harbayim, and you want to chaperai in the Shechita and the Zrika before Shkia. But the tefillah of mincha is not just corresponding to the Shechita and the Zrika, it also includes within it the Haktara. And maybe for mincha it's enough to just to focus on the Haktara. And since the Haktara l'chatchila can be done until Tseis HaKochavim, there's no great harm in davening mincha after Shkia until the Zman of Tseis HaKochavim. Shachris, you can also do that to a limit when it comes to the Shmoneh Esrei, but not when it comes to the parish of the Tomit Shel Bein Shel Shachar. So it's Sachakol to review in a few words. We have here two tefillos. We have Shachris and Mincha. Shachris, Tomit Shel Shachar, and Mincha is Tomit Shel Bein Abayim. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a delay. There was a break between part A and part B. Mincha, there was no break. When you want to take this and superimpose upon the Nusach HaTfilah, in Shachris we mentioned the Tumah twice. There's a Chayvah to recite the Parsha of the Tumah Shel Shachar in the Korbanos. And then we have the Shmoneh Esrei. The reading of the Parsha is the Shechita and the Zrika. The Shmoneh Esrei is the Haktara of the Emurim. What had to be done before Shkia, before the 3 hours in the Beis HaMikdash? The Shechita and the Zrika, not the Haktara. So as long as you say the power of the Tumah Shel Shachar before the Zman Tefillah, you can be melamed zchus that you're okay, even though you now day say Shmoneh Esrei later on. But when it comes to Mincha, you can be melamed zchus even more, because Mincha captures everything, the Shechita, the Zrika, and the Haktara. So as long as you daven even the Shmoneh Esrei before it says HaKochavim, you're also within the framework of what was done by the Tumah Shel Bein Abayim b'zman Shebeis HaMikdash Hayakayam. All right.